Yes, Don the DJ. Man, that was a great mix. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that one. And he wound it up with Luther Vandross. Come on now.
Come on now.
Sure.
Come on.
Here we go.
Jay, did you like that, Jay Hoppler? Was that?
Hey, you make my day every time. I get the best intro music in town.
Oh, yeah. You get 10 minutes worth of intro. You get a longer intro than us.
I'll take it.
You know, Jay Hoppler with AARP joining us this morning, talking about the endless imposters that we have. Fraud Watch Network equips people with the information and tools to fight fraud and protect their money from criminals targeting us every day. Jay is also always calling in to update us on the latest fraud scams and those type of things. So endless imposters, what are we finding now? What's the latest, Jay?
Yes, thank you, Chantel. So at AARP, we take reports about fraud. We monitor the situation and try to keep people educated about the latest scams out there. And we were looking at, my volunteers and I were looking at the reports just this week. And the top category of scams all the time for years and years has been these imposter scams. But what does that really mean? Because criminals and the scammers are impersonating people. But it's a lot of different categories of people, and it could be a very different scam depending on who they are impersonating. So what I wanted to do for you today is go through this list of different kinds of imposters that these scammers are using and help everyone understand what to look for. So I'll describe what they are doing and what their act is all about, and then we can talk about what kind of imposter these scammers are using.
Okay.
So first of all, one of these categories of scammers, you might see an email, you get a phone call, and it's from someone you know. You recognize them, they seem to recognize you, they know your name, they might even know your nickname, but when they get into the conversation now, they're telling you how they're in trouble, maybe they're in jail, maybe they've been traveling and they lost their wallet and their phone and they need some help. Mm-hmm. And they need help in the form of money. Mm. So what kind of imposter you think that might be?
I don't know.
That's like your family and friends. So if the scammers are going to target people, they might, you know, hack into your friend's email account. They might try to impersonate your voice, your friend's voice over the phone, your family member, your grandchild's voice over the phone.
Yeah.
And target you and say they need your help and ask for some money.
Mm.
So another type of imposter, they're not going to be so personal. They just send you a text message and it says you are in trouble and you need to respond right away because your taxes are overdue or because your identity and your social security number were used in a crime and you need to respond to us right away.
Wow.
And that would be like a government official type imposter. They're saying they're with the IRS or the Social Security Administration or some kind of law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
and they get their victims to respond to those type of requests and demands.
Hmm. And so you're saying, tell me about the celebrity scammers. How can we get scammed by celebrities? Are there people out there pretending to be like Beyonce or something?
Or Freddie Bell.
Yeah, that's right. Or Freddie Bell, yeah. We haven't seen everything yet. But, right, so the scammers they are imposters. They pretend to be a celebrity. They create a fake social media account.
Mm.
And they just use pictures from all the celebrities that you know. And they say, you know, hey, I'm a famous person that you recognize, and I want everyone to give donations to my charity.
Mm.
Or they're promoting some kind of fake investment opportunity. That's kind of a new one. Using a celebrity's fake images to try to convince people that they ought to invest in cryptocurrency or buy beauty care products or those type of things. So you can't trust what you see from the celebrity scammers, for sure.
Right. So now this one breaks my heart. Now you're telling me the man or woman of a person's dreams can scam you too. How is that possible?
I'm sorry, Chantel, but all those beautiful people on the internet trying to be your friend are just scammers. So just like with celebrities, they use fake pictures of attractive people. They make contact and say that someday they're going to meet you in person. But before that happens, the way this scam goes, there's always some kind of a problem. They can't come to Minnesota quite yet because they have to pay some bills and get things sorted out. And they count on their victims to send money to help them out. And they say, well, I'll pay you back when I get to Minnesota and we, start dating and we're going to get married. I'll pay you back. but it's all just a scam.
So now, just so we're clear, Jay Hopla, AARP, Fraud Watch Network, these are real cases. Like, you've heard, you've gotten reports on similar cases in all of these situations?
Every single one of these situations is a real deal. There are organized criminals out there who run teams of scammers, and they get a script and they know how to impersonate your bank. They know how to impersonate Amazon and send you an email that says your order is coming and it's something you didn't order, so you want to get it sorted out and get your money back. They impersonate your people from your faith community. They impersonate your friends and family. It's all just an organized crime kind of ring that is all organized to get people to send in their money and their personal information.
And not only that, special fraud investigators, people who are supposed to help you to get your money back if you've been scammed, they're also a part of this, the scams.
Yeah, this one's a little bit deep, but what happens, we hear, because when someone's been victimized, they've lost money. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's over $100,000 that people are losing to these scams. And they talk with everyone who's trying to help, whether it's AARP or the law enforcement investigators, and no one can get their money back because it's gone. They've shipped it to a different country, or it just can't be traced. But the scammers still know where these victims are. They still have their phone number. They still have their email address. They still know how to reach them on social media. So once that victim has gone through all the reporting and they've talked to the police and there's nothing that can be done, now the scammers are coming back to those same victims. And they say, well, we know that the cops weren't able to help you, so now we're here to help you. The scammers, these imposters, say, I'm the real investigator who knows where these the people who stole your money are, and we're going to help you get it back, but we need you to pay us because we got to get some special equipment and computer equipment, and we got to travel to a foreign country, so we have to have you pay for those bills so we can go get your money back. And that's how crazy and kind of complex all these scams can be.
You can't even get help from the people who are supposed to help.
Well, that's true. I mean, everyone's trying to help the best we can. But once someone has sent their money, it's just an impossible task in most cases for anyone to get their money back.
Right.
So sometimes it can't be traced. If it was sent with a gift card, if it was sent in cryptocurrency, if that money was sent in a wire transfer, there's no way in most cases, because of just the way that the system works, no one can get the money back even if they knew where it was. That's why it's so important for people to be aware of these scams and avoid sending the money in the first place.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jay Hopla, AARP Minnesota. So I have a question, a personal question. So is there something to the fact, I know it's, you know, election season, all this stuff, you know, I'm getting text messages saying, hey, this is Trump. Like, but is there something going on behind all of these calls that are coming in? Like, I literally sat down and tried to go through my app and figure out how to block these calls because they're coming in from, like, Minnesota numbers, Maine, all these places. I'm not sure. I don't answer the calls, but it's like it seems like it's hard to block them. Is there something behind the amount of calls that are coming in on a daily basis right now? Do you know?
Yeah, there is. It's sort of a cat and mouse game, or a kind of a race to the bottom between the companies who are doing legitimate telemarketing, or whether it's these political campaigns who want to call you and text you, and the regulators and the telecommunication industry that by law is required to block illegal robocalls from going to your phone. So when you see your caller ID and it says scam likely or whatever your provider says, they're doing that because they're required to. But then, of course, the telemarketers or the political campaigns or whoever's trying to call you on the phone, they know how to use technology. They know how to kind of look for the loopholes that allow them to make phone calls. So I would suggest for folks, one, get yourself on the do not call list. So you can just go online and look up the do not call list, add your phone numbers to that list, and then rely on your phone. Like if you have an iPhone or an Android, within your device there's a way that you can block a certain number of numbers so that they don't continue to call you. But of course, like you're recognizing, Chantel, then the campaigns, they just change the phone number they're mm-hmm. calling from so mm-hmm. that they can get around that. Mm-hmm. And then you could work with your provider too, whether you're Verizon or the next AT&T or whatever. You can call them and see if there's a way they can further limit the amount of marketing calls and campaign calls that you get.
For sure.
Jay, have a really quick question. What about the ones who leave a voice message and they say, "Hello, Jay, call me right back"?
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't recognize it, I don't think you're missing out on anything with those calls. But yeah, some of them are just designed to start a scam. They just want to get you interested, and then they'll tell you about why they need your money later.
Mm. All right.
Well, we know because of you, we're safer than we were before. I mean, this is new information to me, to be very honest. I didn't know that so many different imposters were out there, from government officials, your own family and friends. People will pretend to be tech support companies, celebrities, big retailers, your own bank, the man or woman of your dreams, someone that you wants to make you rich. And I mean, people go out of their way. It's so sad. The fraud, AARP Fraud Watch Network. You can go to aarp.org/FWN for more information. Or if you feel like you've been a victim of a scam, you can go there and report what happened to you, and hopefully you can get some help. Thank you so much, Jay Hoppala. Always a pleasure in keeping us up to date. You know, we hope one day that, well, that wouldn't be good because then you would be out of a job, but we got to make sure these scams stop.
The name of the game. I'll be happy if we can get there.
Okay, good. All right, Jay, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Man, you got to look out for everything, everybody.
You can't trust anybody.
Not a soul.